views and opinions expressed in the following podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the DVM Production Empire. That's how you know it's good.
You're listening to the DVM Production Empire. Back with content, millions of downloads, taking the world by force. Join the Empire today at DVMPE.com.
Groovy.
Hey, True Believers, welcome back to Freak of the Week. It's me, David Hickney, and this week we're going to be talking about the vapor. With me here as our expert for the week is Deep Six.
Yeah, what's going on, Dave? Deep Six.
What's Deep Six?
That's my ring name, man.
Ring name, like ringtone kind of thing?
Deep Six is what I wrestle under.
Oh, you're a professional wrestler.
Well, I mean, I haven't gotten paid yet, but yeah, that's my wrestling.
Okay, so as a wrestler, how are you an expert in the vapor?
Well, I met the vapor, and it inspired me to become a professional wrestler.
You met the vapor?
Well, yeah, to be honest, I think it's my roommate. I've been rooming with it for about a year now.
Okay, could you maybe explain what the vapor is?
It's just a big cloud of vapor, man, and it just gets bigger and bigger over time.
Where did this come from?
I don't know where mine came from. I moved into the apartment, and that's where it was, man. It's on the couch.
It was just sitting on the couch, a cloud of vapor.
Yeah, and that's where it's been for the last year or so.
Okay. And this has inspired you to be a wrestler.
Absolutely. After I met the vapor, and he gave me the room at a reasonable rate, I started vaping myself, and I just found it to be the inspiration for where I was going to take my life.
Okay, this vapor, does it talks to you?
I think it talks to me in my sleep.
You think it talks to you in your sleep?
Yeah.
So it doesn't talk to you when you're awake?
No, I don't think so. He keeps pretty much to himself.
How does a cloud keep to itself?
Well, he just wants to sit on the couch and just, you know, watch Netflix all day, man.
Oh, right. That's, very confusing, I guess. So, you said you moved in with this vapor a year ago?
Yeah, after I got kicked out of, you know, like, my mom's place, and she didn't want me in the basement no more. I was looking
anymore.
For
anymore.
Yeah, it's just...
That
I mean,
too, right.
It was 34, yeah. It was time to go, man.
Yeah, so, I would assume so. Why did you get kicked out?
Well, I started, you know, smoking and, you know, drinking a little
smoking
bit.
Smoking cigarettes?
Well, no, I was smoking some of that crocodile stuff, and...
That shit'll kill you.
No, I'm fine. I feel great. I've got enough teeth left. I'm good. So I just needed a new place, and I couldn't find really anything on Craigslist. So I drove by this room, and I'm like, hey, room for rent. That's what I need, man. So I go in there. Sure enough, cloud of vapor on the couch.
Cloud of vapor just sitting there.
Yeah.
The person you rented the room from didn't tell you about the vapor?
Well, that's all that was in there. Just and a little sheet of paper, $400 a month. I mean, I can afford that.
Wait, so you've never met the landlord?
I just presumed it was the vapor. I mean, you think there's another person behind
it? Well, you're saying the vapor owns the apartment.
That's what I assumed, man. Do you think there's another person behind it?
I don't know. This is why I'm asking you the questions.
All I've ever met is the vapor. I've never met anyone else coming to our door other than the UPS guy, you know?
What does the UPS guy bring?
Well, sometimes he brings a little bit of supplies. Sometimes he brings, you know, stuff I get off of eBay.
Like what?
Well, I've bought a few old Star Wars figures off of eBay. Some of the old, you know, defects like Luke with the, you know, the short lightsaber and the long saber trade. That shit's gonna be worth a lot of money.
All right. So, as a cloud of vapor, how do you know that it's... You said it talks to you in your sleep. How do you know it's talking to you in your sleep?
Well, the first night I was there, you know, I didn't know if I was going to be able to sleep well, but I finally, you know, got a good spot in one of the small rooms, and in the middle of the night, just I had this big, deep dream, and I felt this voice talking to me where I should take my life. So, like, you need to be a pro wrestler, man. You're going to be bigger than The Rock, better than Cena, everybody.
But so, you're not a pro yet. You said you don't get paid.
No, I mean I get paid in, you know, beer every now and then, but shows I have, you know, I haven't been paid in money.
Where do you wrestle at?
I wrestle with, you know, UCW Unacceptable Championship Wrestling, 5-time hardcore champion, man. Even the cloud, I mean, it inspired my finishing move, the vape cloud.
Could you describe the move?
Yeah, it's a power bomb off the top rope onto the ring post. No one else does it, man.
Wait, you throw the person onto the ring post?
Yeah.
That seems extremely violent and dangerous.
I know, and no one else does it.
Probably for a good reason. We have a caller. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
This is Dale Benson.
Dale Benson.
Yes.
Dale, do you have a question about the vapor?
I wanted to talk about my own experience with vapor.
Oh, okay. More than one vapor? That's great, man. What's going on, Dale?
I used to have really bad muscular pain in my chest area.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it sucks.
And ever since I started using the vapor, I felt relief. And also, my sinuses are clearer than ever.
Wait, are you talking about vapor rub?
It comes in a little tub.
Blue tub?
You can get more of this stuff?
He's talking about the product by Vicks. We are not sponsored by Vicks Vapor Rub. That it's menthol that you rub on your chest.
Oh, so it's not a cloud? Dale, is it a cloud, man?
Well, I mean, my vision's a little cloudy these days. I've got cataracts, and it's actually very difficult for me to put my hand in the tub.
Cataracts are terrible, man. They'll, like, scratch up your furniture and shit.
I mean, I really miss having my sight. I was a big fan of Sir Laurence Olivier.
As we all were.
Especially his portrayal as Hamlet.
Epic performance. Well, Dale, I don't think we're speaking about the same thing here, but I appreciate your call in, True Believer, because obviously, you know, you're part of the group here, part of the True Believers, and I appreciate that. But unfortunately, what you're talking about is a product sold by a company that is part of the system, and for that, I'm going to have to let you go.
I appreciate your time, sir.
It's all right, man. Dale, stay true, man, and get a box for those cataracts, man. Otherwise, you'll be all over the goddamn place.
Thank you so much, Dale.
So you rub this stuff, like, on your chest?
You've never used VapoRub before.
No.
It's literally a menthol cream you rub on your chest, and then the fumes waft up to your face, and it clears up your sinuses and stuff.
Man, I wouldn't rub cream on my chest, man. I don't go that way, man.
You're a professional, or you're a... You want to be a professional wrestler and you're not going to rub something like baby oil on your chest or anything?
Oh, man, we don't... I mean, yeah, blood, but I mean, we don't... I got to do cream, man. Come on. That's a little bit...
That's where you draw the line, cream.
That's where I draw the line, man.
All right, we have another caller. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Oh, this is Kathy. Am I on with Deep Six?
Oh, yeah. What's going on, Kathy?
Oh, my God. Daryl, we got in. Mr. Six, it is so nice to talk to you. I watched your bout against Randy, and oh my gosh, we were just all so impressed.
Randy who?
Randy from Three Trailers Down.
His name is Randy from Three Trailers Down?
His name is Randy. He lives Three Trailers Down. Oh, Mr. Six, you are amazing.
Wait, so this guy that you fought has a regular name, and you have a name of Deep Six.
Yeah, he wanted to go by Randy the Ringmaster, but we convinced him to drop the Ringmaster. We're like, nah, man, you can't do that. That's probably, like, trade copyrighted and all that.
Trade copyrighted, right. Okay, so you're a fan of Deep Six's wrestling.
Oh my gosh, Mr. Six, I just can't even believe I'm talking to you right now. Where did you get all of the inspiration for your costume?
Well, the inspiration for my costume came from my roommate again. I was dreaming again, you know, deep, and I heard that whispering in the voice, and he said, use belts. So, you know, we do the belt straps all over. It kind of looked like that chick from Final Fantasy, but none of the skin-tight, like, leotard stuff. Just a lot of the belt straps.
What does any of this have to do with the vapor?
Because it's inspired me to take...
No, yeah, I get that. I get that. We're supposed to be talking about the vapor, and it seems like we're talking more about wrestling than the vapor.
Mr. Six, I was wondering if you're ever back. In the Lagunita area, if you wouldn't mind possibly just stopping by, maybe signing a few of your books. We have every pamphlet you've ever written.
Oh, absolutely.
Wait, you write pamphlets?
Yeah, you know, I know a few wrestling tips here and there, but it's mostly about the Vapor Club, man.
Why have you not brought up the pamphlets until now, then?
Well, I didn't want to, like, act like I was trying to, like, spread my beliefs and, like, you know, like, I didn't want to, you know, impose on you. I didn't want to...
We're talking about the vapor, and that's the only thing you've talked about that really is, you know what, we're going to take a break. I got to figure out what the hell's going on here with Deep Six. We'll be back in a few minutes, True Believers. Here's some words from our sponsors.
Will Shiflet was a professional wrestling fan, and as everyone knows, nothing productive has ever come of that. Perhaps having never gotten over his mother's death, he sought an alternate reality where he believed that he himself was the Macho Man Randy Savage.
I saw a lady psychiatrist. She said I was an OCD. One cool dude.
These are the last days of Macho Man Will Shiflet.
I'll talk to you in another lifetime, but not this one. Oh, yeah.
Coming to the DVM Production Empire, October 18th.
All right, welcome back, True Believers. Thank you for listening to those words from our sponsors. Give them money, they give me money. You know the deal. We are here with Deep Six talking about the vapor. What kind of name is Deep Six?
Well, I just thought it was unique, and it's, you know, never been done before. And, you know, deep as to, like, convey how meaningful my performances are and, like, the following of the vape, man.
What's the six come from?
I don't know. I just thought it sounded cool. I needed a number, right?
Sure. All right. We're here talking about the vapor.
If you want, man, I found one of my old pamphlets here. You want to take a look? Follow the vape.
Follow the vape.
Yeah. Follow the way of the cloud and let it lead you.
So is this like a religion?
Oh, man. I don't like to use that word. I mean, that's like for tax dodging shit. I don't want to go that way.
Is it a cult? I mean, is it a... What would you define it as?
I would say it's more like a way of life.
Yeah. So a religion... Okay, we have a caller on the line. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Hey, man, my name is Stuart Wilkonski.
Hey, Stuart.
I own a vape shop, and, you know, I've been vaping long before it was cool to vape, and... These vape clouds, they're around, man. There was one vape cloud, he was trying to take over my whole store. It was a real bummer, man.
Okay, so you've experienced these vapor clouds before.
Yeah, they like to park. You know, he was talking about the vape cloud hanging out on his couch. Well, if you let it just do that, it'll get bigger. It'll just start hanging out in the bathroom all the time, in your bed. It'll start taking your girlfriend, your dog.
Man.
They're pretty insidious, man.
Man, your cloud sounds like it is not cool.
They're dicks.
Did it take your girl, man?
It totally took my girl, man. One day I was puffing on some really kind basil and avocado juice, you know? And then all of a sudden I started smelling this cardamom and cherry. I was like, what the hell is that? So I went upstairs to check out what my girl was doing. There's that vape cloud, man. It was all around. It was sticky on her. I don't know what the heck was going on, man.
Man, that is not the way of the cloud code, man. You don't do that to another chick,
he's
man.
He's a dick.
There's a cloud code?
Yeah. And part of it's, man, you don't go after a bro's chick.
Okay, so you Stuart, you're talking about these vape clouds like you have experience with them.
Yeah,
do you know where they come from?
Well, you know how vaping's gotten real popular, right?
Yeah.
You see these, like, big clouds, like, coming out of people's cars. Like, more than you'd get from, like, a real cigarette or something like that. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about?
So these vapor clouds are coming directly from vaping.
They're big, man. And it like, dissipate for a second, but that vape juice is different. They haven't done a whole lot of studying on this stuff, you know, because it's new. We want to get the new stuff out, not study it. But check it out, man. It dissipates. And then this, like, juice sticks to stuff. And then when it gets close enough, when it finds a place where it can park, bam! You got yourself a big old vape juice cloud hanging out on your couch, taking your girlfriend and your dog.
Your dog?
Your dicks, man.
Wait, it takes you... What does it do with your dog?
It just... My dog likes him better than me now, man. It's
That's awful. Yeah. So, Deep Six, have you not had these same experiences with your cloud?
Oh, no. I mean, I haven't brought home a girl... I mean, I haven't had a dog in quite a while, so I mean, I haven't had that same experience. I mean, I've had, you know, the juice left over, but man, dude, that stuff is great. I've tried some of the juice, and you know, I drank.
Try it like how?
I mean, I drank half a cup of it, and I think it's got like a lot of good health benefits. Like if I'll drink like half a cup, I mean, it's nice and thick, kind of like maple syrup. A half a cup will keep me up for 3.5 days straight.
That's how they get you, man. That's how they get you. They act like your friend. And then one day, bam, they take your girl, they take your dog, man. It's crap.
It sounds like it's a good thing, Deep Six, that you have neither of those.
I have some fans and leads, but I don't bring them.
I mean, it sounded like Kathy might be interested, the one that called earlier.
Yeah, thank God. I mean, if I get to meet her next time, that'd be great. But now I know not to bring her. By the cloud. That's awful, man. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, Stuart, do you know any way to alleviate the cloud issue?
Well, I've since dropped vaping. I do own a vape shop, but I'm not vaping myself. I just went back to cigarettes, man. Never had a problem with a cigarette. Never met a marble that messed me over.
Except for the cancer thing, right?
Well, you know, I figured it's something parked on my couch or cancer. I just deal with something parked on my couch later, and I'll just take the cancer.
You just rather have a debilitating, crippling disease that will eventually kill you.
It's all right.
I mean, Stuart, now that I vape and such, I mean, I've been trying to get a hold of a flavor, cinnamon maple pumpkin, but they don't have it at my local shop. Do you have that, man?
I do.
Sounds like Yankee Candle.
Oh, man. Book me up after the show, man. I'm going to have to get some.
Well, once again, we've been interrupted by
you gotta take
the
it.
Worst person possible.
David, seriously, okay, so
you gotta take it easy.
I'm Doctor. I'm not vaping. I'm Dr. Elizabeth Marin.
That sounds and like a new vapor Deep, to me, man.
Deep, yeah. Deep has First been timer. Vaping since he came into the studio this morning.
He has.
And David, I know that you're all about security. But could we please open a window? This trailer is tiny, and I can't even actually see you anymore.
You have to embrace it.
Kind of like that
There's
part
no,
of it.
No, I know that people try to say that vaping is better than actual cigarette smoke, but it's gross.
Well, that's,
it
that's
smells like
you're...
pina coladas in here.
That's all secondhand.
I like pina coladas. And getting caught in the rain.
I don't want to smoke. I don't. Right. Can we, David, can we please...
Why are you so whiny?
Oh, my God. David, can we please... I'm going to step outside for a second.
Careful, the government's probably out there watching for it.
I'm aware. My phone is off.
Man, is she always like this?
Yes.
Oh, man.
All right.
Are you at least getting something on the side? You know,
we're not...
Come on, man. Like, how have you done?
What?
The close working environment, you know.
You're kidding, right?
I don't want to, you know, judge on your lifestyle, but I mean, it's... Oh, Vicky, I understand, man. I'll back up.
All right. During that, we lost Stuart. Thank you for calling in, Stuart. Really appreciated the insight. We have another caller. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
This is Sherry Taylor from Albuquerque, and I have to say that I met Deep Six on his wrestling circuit when he was defeated by the Master Mulcher.
The Master Mulcher?
Yeah, it's a backyard league. Anyway, he was supposed to meet me back at his place.
Did you say backyard? Wait. Deep Six, are you a backyard wrestler?
Well, we're an independent circuit.
No. Do you wrestle in backyards?
Backyard's kind of a derogatory term. Right now, only one of our venues is...
There is a yard behind a house that you wrestle in.
That's only one of our venues?
It's one of the venues.
Yeah, but I mean...
So you're a backyard wrestler.
I mean, that's such a crude, derogatory
term. That's what he is.
That's pretty...
Just own up.
You know what, True Believers? We tend to accept people of all manners of life, but... Seriously, backyard wrestling?
It's only one venue, man. We were only there, once a week.
Oh, what's the other venue? A high school gym?
Well, we did 3 shows there, and then they found us, the security guard.
Oh,
and...
you broke into a high school gym?
No, they just left it unlocked during the night. I guess
it's still a B&E.
Is it breaking if you don't actually
Don't
break?
Tread on me, True Believers. Respect property of other people, even sadly if it's a government building.
But if it's a government building, like, we pay for that, so we partially own that.
You
so.
pay for it with the money that you don't make backyard wrestling.
I mean I pay taxes, right?
How do you pay taxes on income you don't have?
Well I mean I
don't pay taxes because it's my god-given constitutional right not to pay taxes, but you don't have any taxes to pay because
you
don't have
any
income.
But when I go into, like, a gas station and get a Mountain Dew, that I pay taxes on that, man. So I partially own that high school gym, right? So it's, like, partially my property.
Well, like a nickel's worth from all the Mountain Dew you drink?
Oh, yes.
And by the way, Mountain Dew is disgusting. It's full of garbage, True Believers. And it's part of corporate America. And that's not something we want to talk about. All right, you had a question. I am sorry, Sherry Taylor. We have been talking.
Yeah.
We got sidetracked there. What did you have a question for Deep Six?
Well, no. Deep Six stood me up. He was supposed to meet me back at his place. But thankfully, I spent a beautiful night with the Vapor, and he inspired me.
Elizabeth's back as well. I don't know if you noticed that.
It's better in here. Keep talking. I'm sorry.
So you got stood up by Deep Six.
I did, but thankfully the Vapor was there, and we spent this beautiful night together. And when I left the next day, I knew
You spent the night with a cloud of vapor.
It was a beautiful experience. It was visceral. It was just moving. And I knew that my destiny was to become a soap maker, and I opened up my own shop, and I actually sell cinnamon maple pumpkin scented soap.
Okay, so we can't be honest.
But you can't have any.
What?
I'm sorry. It's autumn now. Cinnamon. Do you have a website? Maybe
I do. I would love to give it over to you. I will send you the information. Just don't.
Excellent.
This is not the Etsy podcast.
Oh, but it should be.
I mean, I'd like to order a bar. I mean, I wouldn't mind.
So, I have a price for it. Sherry, I have a question.
Yes.
Could you maybe explain the mechanics of spending a night with a cloud of vapor?
It was just beautiful. I felt illuminated. I felt safe. And, like, I was covered in just this beautiful cocoon.
Cocoon of vapor. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wait, was this after the barbed wire bamboozle event?
Yes, you totally were crying like a baby after you lost. You know, I thought I'd go back to your place, but
crying like a baby.
Oh, come on, it was a hard...
What, in somebody's backyard?
I had that belt for 3 weeks.
Did you wrestle at a bar mitzvah? Is that what happened?
It was a bar mitzvah, yeah, but...
That's exactly what it was.
But the next morning, that's when I found, I thought it was the vape juice, but...
You drank that juice, which kind of hilarious.
I was up for three days. You're saying... Wait, what was that stuff?
Do you really want to know? I think you already know.
I thought it was from the cloud.
Well, I mean, it was, but...
it was from the cloud. It was pure... Mm-hmm. Unadulterated cloud juice.
There was some adultery.
Wait.
Is she talking about
Sherry, are you married? Is that what you're telling us?
Yes, Sherry's not actually my name, but that's beside the point.
Alright, well...
Cloud juice was delicious.
This is turning into, like, the days of our lives here. I think we're going to have to...
Freak of the Week does not condone or endorse any activities of its callers.
But I am
trying to help you out, David.
I have to
thank
say,
you.
I am a big fan of Dr. Marion. You never say her name right, so Dr. M.
Thank you. Dr. M is perfectly acceptable.
All right.
Great, Dr. M. That would be a great ring name. You should come by, like, as you could be, like, my manager, my
don't
my,
do it.
My valet.
He's a backyard wrestler. That's not... We're going to take a...
six with Dr. M.
We're going to take a break. Please listen to some words from our sponsor. We'll be back in a moment. Thank you. Follow the...
Nerd Therapy, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
Hey, we're in a field.
It's the most boring corn circle I've ever seen.
Well, coloring's all straight lines. It's the worst corn circle.
All right, as you guys round the corner, you can hear a ruckus coming from the back of the farmhouse.
Is this like a domestic situation?
Hey, there's a guy in front of him.
Hey, there's a couple guys.
Are they dead? Are those bodies?
They're not dead.
They're trying to fight off whatever these creatures are.
What the heck are these? It's the Green Goblin. Goblin.
Like what you hear? Hit the subscribe button.
Welcome back, True Believers. Thank you for listening to our sponsors. Yes, we are in the third segment of our show, which means that now, even if she's rude and interrupts earlier in the show, we have...
David, you put me in a box with a man who has been vaping for 12 hours straight with no windows or ventilation. What do you expect?
Elizabeth Meineke is here again.
Elizabeth, Dr. Elizabeth Marin.
Dr. M. Remember, she's going to be my valet
now. I never get your name wrong, David.
Dave, you want to try a little bit of this?
No.
All right.
Jesus.
I don't know why you have to be so combative all the time. We've all got your back.
Yeah, vaping's cool, man.
You've
you
got
try.
My back?
I keep showing up, don't I?
That is true.
Every week.
With us this week is Elizabeth and Deeps. Is Deep Six your real name?
It's my ring name. That's what counts.
What is your real name?
It's Tucker. Tucker McAllister.
Tucker McAllister.
Yeah.
Junior?
Yeah.
Your father has the same name as you?
It's a family name. He wants me to name my boy Tucker as well, but I don't know if I'm going to go for that. That's just not... That's so conformist. That's not the way of the cloud. You sure you don't want to try it?
I am positive I don't want to try it.
Come on, man. Vaping makes it look cool.
He's flavors now. It doesn't smell like pina coladas in here anymore.
No, this is ripened avocado.
Yeah, it's a weird smell.
Yeah, after last week, I don't know if I want to talk about avocado at all.
And vaping makes you look cool. It makes you more confident.
Elizabeth, cool. You're the counterpoint.
I am.
What is your thoughts? See, now I'm starting to talk like Deep Six over here.
Yeah. So I think that it's very possible that these sightings of the vapor are just simply people confusing the vapor, the mist itself, with the actual vapor, as in the person doing the vaping, because the cloud becomes so thick so quickly that it can seem to take on a sentience of its own.
Are you saying that on Deep Six's couch is an actual human being within that vape cloud?
I think
cloud?
You probably have a sort of David Hickney type, someone that maybe doesn't leave the house.
Wait, what do you mean David Hickney type?
That's
someone
just
that doesn't
not cool.
leave the house very often?
I don't leave the house because the government's out there watching.
Okay. I mean, but you don't leave the house. That's my point.
But I don't vape.
Thank God for small miracles.
Dave, this isn't very cloud-like of me to say, but I mean, that's just a ridiculous idea by the incredibly lovely Dr. Rapp.
Deep, can I ask you something?
Oh, yeah, sure, anything.
Have you ever just reached into the vape cloud to see if there's anything inside it that could be solid?
No,
real?
I didn't want to presume on our friendship, so I didn't really want to get, you know, too tactile. I didn't want to like push.
Sounded like our caller earlier got pretty tactile.
Well,
with
perhaps
it.
You could just very gently, or maybe even ask permission and see what the vape says.
Wow. I suppose
and if it can,
I can
sense, then maybe you could see if there is possibly a roommate, an actual physical human being inside the cloud.
I guess I could see if he wants to play Halo or something, but I mean, I don't see any reason to like give the cloud an intimate massage or anything like that.
Because right now, you are enveloped in the cloud, but I know that you're a human being.
But I can see you. You can see me. And
I can't actually see you all that well.
It's just maybe it's the way of the cloud. It's clearing my vision because she's pretty good looking, Dave. I mean, you tell me, like, all this time you've never hit that?
No.
No.
Wow.
I'm married. And that would be...
What's her name?
His name.
Oh, sorry.
Wow.
His name's Walter.
Walter's, Walter's a cool name.
Yeah.
Sure. We have a caller. Caller, what is your name and where you're from?
This is Barry Elefante.
Oh, for shit's sake.
How's it going, sheep dicks?
Hey, Barry, what's going
on? Wait, okay, so Barry Elefante, you know Deep Six?
Oh, I know that piece of shit.
How do you know him?
That's not cool, man.
He's the guy who originally took the hardcore title from me.
From this... So you're also a backyard wrestler?
That's so derogatory.
I mean, that is kind of a shitty thing to say.
You wrestle in backyards. There's nothing derogatory about it.
I mean... It's factual, but it's still kind of shitty.
Then don't wrestle in a backyard.
Well, I mean, only one of the venues is a backyard.
Yeah, and, oh, sorry, and illegally breaking in and entering into a high school gym.
Well, not
there,
anymore.
I think
I mean, I went to high school.
The correct
there.
Term is free-range wrestler, David.
What the fuck? They're not chickens.
That's a pretty cool name. I like that.
I mean, I bring the fight to wherever we are.
Yeah, and all it took was one burning hammer on the apron, and you went down for three.
Burning hammer?
Yeah, it's one of my signature moves, but I can't do it anymore.
I'm sorry, yeah. What does any of this have to do with the vapor?
Good question.
He's the one that called in. What do you want, you asshole? Yeah, I'm sorry, I wasn't very cloud-like.
I'm here to issue a challenge.
Oh, for shit.
Oh, Jesus.
Come on, man. Well, we're being cool and mellow, and... I mean,
you want to hear cool? You want to get mellow, sheep dicks?
Sheep dicks? Man, come on, that's not...
Fine,
you know what?
Why are you calling him sheep dick?
It's a play on Deep Six.
Oh.
Yeah, it took me a second, too.
Man, don't encourage him, man. All right, fine.
Pretty witty, right?
Yep.
I have to admit, that's pretty witty.
Fine, you want to go again?
Yeah, why don't you stay away from my wife, too, next time?
It's...
Burning hammer?
I'm sorry, man.
I got a fucking... Chair here.
All right.
Plant right between your fucking eyes.
Look, I can hear the chair over the phone, True Believers.
All right, look, man. Look, just first of all, I'm sorry about your wife and the rug. I didn't know she was a squirter. But if you want to go again,
what
here's
the hell?
Thing. If we go again, man.
Ruin my goddamn carpet.
If I win, man, you got to try the clock.
David, perhaps you should put a PG-13 rating on this particular
episode. I think it's more than PG-13 at this point.
Suggestion.
Well, to be fair, we don't go by ratings on this show because, A, it's a podcast, so we're not on the radio. Thank God, because then we're not censored. But also, I believe in the truth comes in many forms and in many words.
All right, that's great. Because here's the thing, Dingleberry. If I want you to be a fellow
that's not
follower
nearly as clever
of the
as
vapor. I want you to be a fellow cloud.
All right, well, if you can get out of the glue traps with thumbtacks, then be my guest.
What the hell is going on? I just have one question, caller. What kind of wrestler name is Barry Elefante?
Yeah, that's... I'm 400 pounds. I mean,
oh, so Elefante because you're fat.
Yeah.
The vape, the clown will help you lose a few of those pounds, man.
I use every pound, and I will pound you with every one of
those
pounds.
All
right.
You'll
thank
get rid
you
of that
for calling
soul
in.
Pitch.
We're not promoting wrestling on this episode. We are talking about the vapor. Deep Six.
I wanted him to be a fellow follower of the
club. We're not converting people to your weird religion. We're talking about the creature. That's what the show is supposed to be about, is the creature.
And the juice. That delicious juice, man. The stuff that keeps you up.
Right. Elizabeth.
Sleep depriving yourself for multiple days is very unhealthy. Shouldn't do that.
I felt great. I was like, I wanted to like clean everything and like paint the walls and stuff. I was up the whole time.
Okay, well, methamphetamines have a similar effect and they are just as dangerous for you.
I mean, I don't take that. I mean,
you did crocodile. You told me that.
I mean, there's glass in that. I don't think there's methamphetamine.
No, but I mean, you're just putting garbage into your system. It's never mind. We have a caller. Caller, what is your name and where you're from?
Hi, Ian. My name's Keely.
Hi, Keely.
So I have a question.
I'm sorry, is it Keely or Kelly?
Kelly?
Yeah, it's just Keely.
Keely.
Thank you for your clarification, Keely.
Wait, am I saying it right? Keely?
It's Kelly.
Keely.
Okay.
Okay.
So my question is this. So I run a bar just on the outskirts of town, and we seem to be overcome with the vapor.
That's great. That's awesome to hear.
Well, doesn't sound like she thinks it's awesome.
See, I have not ever heard of this show before. So, Mr. Dale Chutney, I appreciate
David Hickney.
Sure. Yes, sir. Mr. Chutney, if you have...
Frustrating, isn't it?
More of these people on...
Shut up, Elizabeth.
So, my question, Mr. Deep Six, is how do you eradicate these kinds of vagrants?
Oh, good question.
We can't walk from one end of the bar without being hit by vanilla and then some sort of tropical fruit. And then, honestly, as soon as we start smelling the Jolly Rancher, we know we're coming in for a big pile of juice.
That sounds horrible.
Well, I mean, before I, like, give my answer, I want to give, like, a disc cleaner, because I really don't think it's cool to get rid of the vapor, because it's such a gift and such an inspiration.
But the question is, how do you get rid of it?
I think the one thing you really don't want to do, I guess we get rid of vapor, is open up a window.
Ah.
Because if you do that, it might start leaving the premises. I mean, he didn't like that the last time I did that.
Would a fan help?
And, yeah, a fan might help, or it could spread it around even more. Or another thing to do would be to get, like, a really interesting hobby, like photography or painting or something. That starts to make the vaping go away. I don't know why, but it's awful. You don't want to do that.
So I should try and find it like, a hobby or something? Because, unfortunately, the reason why we're on the outskirts of town is because I live in a dry county. And we're not really supposed to have that bar there. And so we are underground, and so we don't have any windows.
So you're like a bunker?
Yeah, like a bunker, more like a,
What do they call them, spokeasies?
Speakeasy?
Yeah, it's much more just like a basement.
A basement, okay. So you don't really have windows to open up?
No, we don't have any windows. I've tried with the fans, but it just makes the vapor mad, and then we end up with so many more puddles in the morning that it's just kind of not worth it.
All right, I really don't want to say this to Keely, because, you know, I don't think you want to get rid of the vapor, but she sounds like she's having trouble. So, honestly, if nothing else works, I think what you want to get is friends. Because those that vape, yeah, they don't have a lot. I mean, friends drive away the vaping.
So you've got friends?
Yeah, I've got, you know, like, you know, opponents.
All right, so Keely, he's saying, you know, in your basement.
Apologies, that was the fire department. Apparently, someone saw the vape smoke.
But I mean, it's
and
not,
called them.
It's okay, not that's not good.
It's not setting off the alarm.
Okay, so Keely.
That's because he doesn't have one.
Keely, sorry. Yeah, in your basement, in that low place that you keep your bar in, get some friends.
Well, see, I guess this may be part of the problem is that we had a whole number of patrons.
So you had friends.
Yeah, and then the vape came in and it drove all the people out.
So now you don't got friends.
So now the problem is that
in your basement.
I can't get friends in my basement bar unless I'll
have you tried having your place higher instead of low?
If I do that, then
you know a high place.
Okay. Another thing you could try is to bring in members of the opposite sex, because that also seems to drive away, you know, the vaping. You know, they don't seem to really, like, coexist very well.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I could do that. I mean, we are predominantly a woman's bar, so...
A woman's bar.
Don't they have a name for that?
Yes, a woman's bar, I believe.
Really? I think it's called a ladies' club.
Ladies' club. Sounds very exclusive.
Oh, so that's a great name. We should have been calling it that the whole time.
What do you call it?
We've been just calling it Chick Bar.
Chick Bar.
Yeah, Keely's Chick Bar.
Keely's Chick Bar.
So then do the
Keely.
Ladies'
Keely. It's pronounced Keely. Keely.
No, I got it. Keely.
It's Keely.
Keely.
So then do the ladies' bars have, like, guy night?
Oh, no. No. We don't usually invite men to the Chick Bar.
Oh, that's why this... That's why it's sticking around, man. There's no members of the opposite sex going on. You can't get members of the opposite sex with all that vape around.
So
or maybe just you can't.
Oh, man, that's not a cloud thing to say, man.
I'm not a member of your weird culty religion.
Well, if you want to, like, take a look at the...
No, I'm good. Thank you so much for calling, Keely.
Is stick figures.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not an artist.
So, I understand.
I mean, artistic properties aside, have you just read the pamphlet at all, Elizabeth?
Take a look at page 4.
There's no actual dialogue. It's two stick figures. There appears to be a cloud.
Yeah.
Obviously. It's... One of the stick figures has another line in its hand. Is that, like, supposed to be the vape pen?
Yeah, that's, you know, that's... Yeah, that's the stick.
Okay, right? And then
see the big smiley face? I mean, they're so happy.
There is a smiley face in the cloud. There's one of those weird S's from middle school on here. I don't know what that's
supposed to represent. Oh, the diamond S thing?
Yeah, I don't know what that's supposed to represent.
Take a look. I've also got like one of those stars, you know, that's like half colored in. That's
all right, we got a caller. Okay. We're going to take this call because I have no idea what the hell's going on with that pamphlet. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
This is Lemon Young. I'm from Oxford, Mississippi.
Lemon Young.
Yes, that's my name.
Okay.
I just have to say I am so happy to hear this episode. I don't know where this charming station came from, but I heard it playing in my daughter's room, and I've been telling her for years about the vapors, and she just doesn't believe me.
See?
Wait, the vapors are real. Are you talking about the vapor or the vapors?
The vapors.
Because those are two different things.
When I get upset at my daughter, she just, you know.
Because the vapors are what men call women's emotions.
Yes. My husband has been telling me for years that he's had to deal with them, and, you know, they are real.
Oh, so this isn't about the cloud, man? This is.
So
the vapors are very real, young man.
Wait. You're talking about the emotions you get when something happens,
well,
not
yes.
An actual cloud of vapor.
Well, it feels like you're under a cloud. And that's what I've been trying to
explain. Do you smell weird flavor combinations like papaya berry or something?
Well, cinnamon. I do buy a lot of candles online.
I'm not sure. Is she talking about the right thing or not? I don't know.
I mean,
you're the expert. I'm not the expert.
I'm trying to find out, man. Does the cloud leave behind like a thick, salty juice that you can drink afterwards?
Well, I think that's just the wax, young man. But as far as the vapors,
candle. We're talking about the vapor.
I mean, that's what I can smell. Those scents that you were describing.
Dang, this doesn't sound like a follower, man. This doesn't sound like someone who lives by the cloud.
I feel like Lemon is talking about the vapors, also known as female hysteria, which is actually something that turn-of-the-century men tried to demonize women for actually having emotions.
We should probably talk about
these names.
We should probably have an episode about female hysteria.
That's not actually a thing, David, and I know that you know that.
How do you know it's not a thing?
Because having an actual emotion or reaction to something is not hysteria.
Well, my husband's very old-fashioned.
However,
Lemon's husband.
However,
that
leaving society and shutting yourself up in a trailer in the middle of a field, changing locations every other week, could be a form of hysteria.
Oh, you're not supposed to give it away.
I didn't. We're in a field somewhere on the planet Earth.
Lemon, does your husband? You said he's old-fashioned. Does he still smoke?
Of course. I mean, after dinner, what do you think he's going to do?
Has he considered, you know, vaping? He should try, you know, vaping.
No one should try vaping.
This is not an advertisement for vape.
Is that a type of Cuban cigar?
It's like a metal Cuban cigar, except it's a lot more efficient and a lot cooler looking. You'll get a lot more
confident. It looks like a sonic screwdriver.
I will have to ask
Guy.
Wait,
did you just say a vape pen looks cooler than a Cuban cigar?
It does.
It's all like
metal. I'm going to agree with Elizabeth, and you know how much I hate to do that.
He does.
It looks like a metal dick. It doesn't look like anything as cool as a Cuban cigar.
You do look like you're painting yourself, man. You look like you're passing pine cone. Are you okay?
I am fine, thank you very much.
David, are you not getting enough fiber in your diet?
I need some more fiber in my diet, probably. You know what? Thank you so much, Lemon. I'm going to end it here because why not?
Lemon, follow the cloud.
Oh, God, help us all. Thank you so much for listening, True Believers. I'm David Hickney. Until next week, thank you.
Drink the juice.
Freak of the Week was created by me, David Hickney. Apparently, Elizabeth Marin is a character played by Amanda Davila? Who would have thunk that? What? All of the experts and phone calls were performed by a cast of actors? What the hell? I don't know who Lindsay Chmielarski, Paul Hinnick, Elizabeth Grahulik, Jeff Manning, Dave Musto, and David Vox Mullen are, but we're going to have words. The Freak of the Week theme was created by David Vox Mullen, artwork by Nick Mataragas. Freak of the Week was produced by Nick Mataragas and David Vox Mullen. I'm going to have to talk to them. Freak of the Week is a Memoriam Development production distributed by the DVMPE.
Memoriam Development.